U.S. Secretary of State meets Haitian Prime Minister, Antony Blinken reiterates U.S. support for Haiti. Following on from John Finer, Principal Deputy U.S. Security Advisor, it was the U.S. Secretary of State's turn to meet with Haitian Prime Minister Gary Conil, who was visiting Washington. It was an opportunity for the head of U.S. diplomacy to inquire about the actions of the new government and the situation in Haiti, among other things. It was also an opportunity for Secretary Blinken to express the United States' commitment to Haiti. It's a great pleasure to welcome Prime Minister Conil and Foreign Minister Dupuy, as well as our colleagues from Haiti. This is an important moment for Haiti, an important moment for the many countries, including the United States, that strongly support Haiti, said Antony Blinken at a press briefing. One of the main topics discussed at the meeting was the deployment of the Multinational Security Support Mission to Haiti. This mission, led by Kenya, aims to help the Haitian National Police regain control of critical areas in Port-au-Prince and other parts of the country. Secretary Blinken stressed the importance of this mission in restoring security in Haiti and paving the way for free and fair elections. "We now have the deployment of the Multinational Security Support Mission to help the Haitian National Police regain full control of critical parts of Port-au-Prince and the country, all to ensure that Haiti can get back on track for free and fair elections," said Mr. Blinken. He also stressed the need for strong international support for Haiti to ensure an environment conducive to elections and sustainable development. The Haitian Prime Minister was accompanied by Foreign Minister Dominique Dupuy, Economy and Finance Minister Kathleen Florestal, and Chief of Staff Nesmi Manigat, among others. In a brief statement, Prime Minister Conil expressed his gratitude for the American support while acknowledging the significant challenges facing his government. "We do not underestimate the challenges that lie ahead, but we are extremely grateful for the support and solidarity of the American people," he said. Mr. Conil also stressed the importance of international solidarity in helping Haiti through this difficult period. The Prime Minister highlighted the establishment of the Transitional Presidential Council and the new government as crucial steps in overcoming the obstacles and moving towards lasting stability. "We believe that the next few weeks and months will be very interesting, but we are convinced that with the establishment of the Presidential Council and this new government, we will be able to meet these challenges without hesitation," said the head of the primature. The issue of the Multinational Security Support Mission, led by Kenya, was also discussed. "This mission is essential to enable the Haitian National Police to regain control of key areas of the country, particularly in Port-au-Prince, where violence and insecurity have reached alarming levels. International support, particularly from the United States, is crucial to the success of this mission and to ensuring the security necessary for credible elections," said the U.S. Secretary of State. Antony J. Blinken stressed the importance of this mission and the role of international partners in its success. He also reiterated the Biden administration's support for the new Haitian government. "The Prime Minister and his government are leading Haiti at an absolutely critical time to be able to move all of this forward, but he comes to Washington with the strong support of the United States and many other countries, both in the region we share and well beyond, including, of course, our colleagues in Kenya who are leading the Multinational Security Support Mission at this time," he said. Preparing for elections. "Holding free and fair elections in Haiti is one of the main objectives of the Conil government and the international community. Security and stability are essential prerequisites for credible elections, and the Multinational Security Support Mission plays a crucial role in this process." Secretary Blinken expressed his support for the Haitian government's efforts to organize these elections and stressed the importance of a secure environment for them to take place. "I look forward to hearing from the Prime Minister and his team about the steps that need to be taken as Haiti prepares to hold elections, and as we ensure that the environment in Haiti is entirely conducive to these elections," said Blinken. He also stressed the need for continued support, assistance, and development efforts for the benefit of the Haitian people. The impact of Hurricane Beryl. In addition to political and security challenges, Haiti also faces natural threats, notably Hurricane Beryl. Secretary Blinken assured that the U.S. stands ready to assist Haiti and other partners in the region in the event of hurricane damage. "As we sit here today, we are also, of course, following Hurricane Beryl and the United States stands ready to help all of our friends and partners who need assistance in the event that the hurricane does damage, he said. The meeting between Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Haitian Prime Minister Garry Conille marks an important step in efforts to stabilize Haiti and pave the way for free and fair elections. The strong support of the United States and the international community is crucial to helping Haiti overcome its security, political, and economic challenges, said the head of U.S. diplomacy during his meeting with the Haitian delegation. In welcoming Prime Minister Conille, Secretary Blinken reaffirmed the United States' unwavering commitment to Haiti, stressing the importance of international solidarity at this critical time. "Mr. Prime Minister, welcome. It's a pleasure to have you here today," concluded Blinken, who was accompanied by Assistant Secretary of State for the Western Hemisphere Brian Nichols, and the Director of Haitian Affairs at the State Department, among others.